We wanted to continue the fellowship we've been having on this matter of prophesying. Last week, Andy shared a word, and previous to that, Dexter and Willie spoke, and we really feel this is a real burden from the Lord, particularly building on what was shared in the first two messages of the training on Ezekiel. So first, we want to kind of give a summary again about this matter of prophesying. It begins, actually, with what we touched on 2 weeks ago, or the previous week on the morning revival, that God has a purpose. Amen. There is something called the purpose of the ages. Amen. And that purpose is the church. Just the utterance from the outline from week one. God's purpose is to have the church. Amen. That is the reason the universe exists. Amen. That God's purpose would be fulfilled. Amen. That he would have the church. Yes, Lord. The body of Christ through which he can express himself. Then in Matthew 16, 18, the Lord came and he said, he's made a bold statement. He said, I will build my church. Amen. This is on his heart. This is his purpose. Then you put that together with 1 Corinthians 14, 4. Prophesying builds up the church. Amen. He who prophesies builds up the church. So this is the way. 1 Corinthians 14, 4 tells us this is the way Matthew 16, 18 is fulfilled. It's prophesying that builds up the church. That's why we want to emphasize prophesying in the church. All of us should have this focus. In fact, we should earnestly desire to prophesy. That's what Paul urges us in the rest of Corinthians 14. He says, we should excel in the building up of the church. That should be our aspiration, even more than the aspiration of anything else. Anything, even we should aspire to this more than anyone aspires even to win, say, an Olympic gold medal. You know, that takes a lot of aspiration. We should aspire even more to excel in this matter because it fulfills God's purpose. Amen. This is the place and position of prophesying. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, a little more, right? This matter of building the church through prophesying, we have to understand a little bit about what kind of building we're talking about. Then it puts prophesying in the right context. We can understand the intrinsic nature of prophesying. Because this building of the church is not best illustrated by brick upon brick. It's more illustrated by a little baby growing in life and eventually being built up into a mature, full-grown man. It's that kind of building. That's what builds the church, this organic growth in life. Amen. Ephesians 4:16 says, out from Christ, all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation and the measure of each one part. And here's the point. Causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. So this building is a matter of life growing. Amen. And prophesying, what is prophesying? The brothers earlier gave us a very good definition. Prophesying is really speaking for the Lord. It's not primarily predicting, as Andy was saying. But it's speaking for the Lord and speaking forth the Lord into one another. Amen. When true prophesying happens, something of that word gets into us. Amen. Something of life. And that life getting into us is exactly the building. There's a verse in John chapter 5 where the Lord said, the dead who hear the word will live. Amen. See, the word received and heard causes us to be filled with life. It causes us to be filled, and that is the building of the church. Amen. So all of what we're talking about in prophesying is about receiving life. Amen. So by the way, after I speak and the break, we're going to have some prophesying, some speaking on the topic of life. You see, all of what we're involved in is exactly the same thing. Right. The morning revival is on knowing life. Amen. For what purpose? For the church. Amen. So I hope that there'll be a good continuation of what I speak in the prophesying, all related to getting into life and dispensing life and enjoying life. Amen. So the other thing I want to touch on, okay, prophesying. So how? How do we excel? How do we become proficient at prophesying and building the church? Amen. Well, you know what? It's really a matter of our living. Amen. We can't just take 10 minutes Lord's Day morning and prepare something to speak and call that prophesying. Actually, there was an utterance in the training that was very new to me. The brothers spoke about a life of prophesying. Amen. Not the act or the function of prophesying. It was the life of prophesying. Hey, wait a minute. You mean prophesying happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Happens when I wake up, when I go to sleep, when I go to work, when I go to school? Yes! Amen. It's a matter of a life of prophesying. Amen. Particularly when you see the connection of prophesying and life. See, prophesying requires that we live Christ, that we receive the dispensing continually, and we get filled with this life. Then spontaneously, something comes out. We might prophesy to the person who takes the money at the gas station because we've enjoyed Christ. Then there's a speaking that just, you know, that even happened to me waiting in line to get on the airplane. This guy asked me, how's it going, or where was I going to go do? And I told him that I was going to a conference, and he was Jewish, and he was very religious. He wanted to know. And he asked what it was about. I told him, the Lord just gave me the word. I said, if this is about going to enjoy Christ, enjoy God. And his eyes opened up. He said, yes. He enjoyed that. Anyway, that was completely unplanned, but I had just been enjoying God. So that's all I could say. Amen. See, this matter of prophesying, we have this life in us. Amen. Oh, we have to enjoy this life. We have to come to the table like we did today. Sing these hymns, eat him, enjoy him, love him. In fact, even in the training, the first outline point on message two, the main one, it points out that what we should do is we need to live a prophesying life by loving the Lord to the uttermost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is what lies ahead of us, saints. I tell you, we will love the Lord to the uttermost. Amen. Mark 12:30. This is a verse we memorized, remember? You will love the Lord your God from your whole heart. Amen. And from your whole soul. And from your whole mind. And with from your whole strength. This is how we live a life of prophesying. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. It's not that difficult. We enjoy the Lord. We eat the Lord. We drink the Lord. We taste him moment by moment. You know, the Morning Revival book is marvelously designed. In the morning, get into it. Enjoy those verses. Spend time with Jesus. Love him. Eat these verses. Read this portion. It's such so rich. Even take a look at the back. There's a reading schedule. Read the word. There are these verses you can cut out and take with you so that when you're in line, you can just take a little bit. When you have that phone call or that meeting at work that just gets you in your mind, go back and open this up and say, oh, in him was life. Yeah. Regardless of what your boss said, in him was life. Yeah. Oh, stay in the flow. Yeah. Stay in the eating. Amen. Stay in the enjoyment. Amen. This is the prophesying life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, all of what we're doing in the church is to build up this among us. Amen. The meetings, our urging to read the ministry, it's all that we would have such a life. A life under the dispensing. A life enjoying and loving the Lord Jesus. So maybe we should have some, and we'll continue to speak on this.